This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's hour number two.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're taking you live to Florida with Roger Stone. Next segment, January 6th, 40 days out from the midterms. It's going to be a jam-packed transmission. The Nord Stream pipelines both blown up. Escalations are massive. Stay with us. We are the tip of the spear.
After Europe approved the COVID vaccine for kids, excessive deaths among children increased by 755%. Recent studies now prove that the COVID vaccines are being transmitted to children through the vaccinated mother's breast milk. A recent Harvard study shows that the COVID vaccines are far more dangerous than COVID-19 itself. And the CDC has quietly acknowledged all this. All of these facts were once explicitly labeled false by the mainstream narrative. The awakening masses are now aware that these experimental vaccines are deadly, and that we are all being lied to. But we still don't know what these mysterious poisons are doing to our bodies. Macroscopic research has shown us that some of these vaccines contain graphene oxide and what appears to be self-assembling nanotech. Morticians have found massive inorganic so-called clots growing inside the vascular systems of the deceased vaccinated. And the FDA has been using transhumanist slogans to push the latest COVID booster shots. So it isn't surprising that people are now questioning the vaccine when it comes to a strange new phenomenon being captured by security cameras from around the world. Several videos show people suffering from the same strange attack. First, they act as if they see something over their shoulder, compelling them to turn their head. As the head turns, the body follows. An arm lifts, as if to point at what they are seeing. Their body then spirals into collapse and begins to spasm. Head to see something and then spinning into collapse. Videos do not appear to be a hoax. And if they are not a hoax, then what is this?
Oh, they're real.
It has people speculating about 5G and has others thinking about CERN. Whatever it is that is going on, we are still injecting this deadly poison into the young bodies of our innocent children. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Roger Stone is loaded for bear. Start your engines. Get ready. Hour 2, 3, and 4 are straight ahead. We are literally battling for the future of humanity. That Greg Reese report is incredible. It's at band.video. Get it and share it. It's real.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store super sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to show you a graphic that's been on CNBC, NBC, ABC. It's basically the same graphic, showing Roger Stone at the heart of a criminal conspiracy and spokes going on from Roger. All these different things that are happening in America, they are zeroing in on Roger. And January 6th, trying to outlaw their political opposition, they admit they're doing it. We're a month after that blood red speech that Biden gave. So some of you may not care about Roger. I think most of you do. But he's certainly a canary in the coal mine, or a eagle in the coal mine. And what happens to him is going to happen to us next, just like InfoWars is a canary. And, you know, I try to not talk about the Sandy Hook show trial 2 happening in Connecticut. 3 weeks of parents of dead children saying, I never said their names, don't even know who they are, but talking about their children and how they died and how it's my fault. I mean, it is total weaponization. And then I'm not even allowed to give answers other than yes, no, or I don't know. Or I get sanctioned. And I'll be back there next week, because I'm basically our only witness. They precluded any other witnesses for me in a rigged trial. That shows how deep America is in this tyranny. And look, this is about all of us. It's bigger than Alex Jones or Donald Trump or Roger Stone or Ron DeSantis or Tucker Carlson. I know Roger. I've known Roger 8-9 years. I met him like almost 10 years ago at a JFK event in Dallas, but I've been good friends with him for about 7.5 years. And I know Roger wasn't involved in January 6th. Because I basically begged him to come, and he didn't want to go. He was busy taking care of a sick wife. And I bludgeoned him into going. And now they're saying he's the mastermind of January 6th. It is pathetic. And it's weird, because the way fate works and the way history repeats or rhymes, I'm the one. And I'm not bragging. It's not like, oh, I'm the big shot talk show host. Roger wanted a job here a year and a half before the election, right through the election. And I didn't give him a job until after the election. He did a great job of the war room with Owen until he got indicted. I'm just giving you inside baseball. Roger said, I want to come to work at InfoWars. And I said, you're a great talk show host. You're a great guy. But I said, I want you to get me Julian Assange on the show. He got Trump on. And I said, get me Julian Assange and you've got the show. He came back and said, well, I'm talking to a talk show host in New York that knows him, Randy Credico. He says maybe he can get him on, but I don't have any contact with Assange. But I hear from Credico, which Credico gave interviews saying this, it's going to be big. And then people like Assange went on Hannity and other shows, and you know, before he was put in solitary confinement, and said it's going to be big, it deals with Hillary. So he was indicted for supposedly lying about having contact with Julian Assange, when he never said he had that. He had sources that were talking to him. So I don't want to go over ancient history here, but Russiagate was a fraud. All of this was a fraud, but they keep coming after us because if they can label him a domestic terrorist, they can label all of us that. So next break, I forgot to send it to the crew. I'll send the graphics so we can show it. But Roger, we'll cover the hurricane, what's happening there. Your power just came back on. Incredible. We're praying for everybody there. DeSantis is doing a great job overall, I think. We'll get into the election in 40 days and so much more. But first, let's talk about part two of the January 6th hearings and how they've zeroed in on you as the kingpin with zero evidence.
Yeah, Alex, they're obsessed with me. It's an absurdity, but this is the way the world works. An idea reaches critical mass on Twitter, no matter how false or unsubstantiated, and it becomes, it's kind of like Russian collusion. The Russian intelligence assisted in the election of Donald Trump. False. So in this case, they are claiming, even though you know otherwise, that I have some involvement either in the illegal actions in the Capitol on January 6th or even in the efforts to delay the certification of the electors. And, of course, neither one of those are true. They take a video shot in July during the Antifa BLM riots. They claim it was shot the day before January 6th. False. These videos, based on what I can tell, are manipulated, selectively edited, but they don't prove anything. In fact, the Washington Post reported that the videos released by these two Danish left-wing filmmakers actually exonerate me, prove that I wasn't at the Capitol or at the Ellipse, and I know nothing about it. But again, I was smart enough to foresee that a politicized Justice Department would come back later and take anyone who expressed their First Amendment constitutionally guaranteed right to question the honesty and integrity of the elections and call it a crime. So, yes, I did suggest that the president should pardon anybody who did that. I did not think we should have waited until the election to deal with the Antifa BLM riots.
By the way, you said that on my show, that the military should be called out and them shooting police and innocent citizens and burning down $2+ billion in mostly peaceful protests should have been crushed. You said that everywhere. So they're taking stuff years before January 6th and acting like you said it on the eve of it, just like Adam Schiff has done before, editing text messages and emails.
Look, there is no there. They previously claimed that General Flynn and I briefed Mark Meadows, the president's chief of staff. That never happened. They claimed we were to meet in some war room at the Willard. I'm not aware of any war room at the Willard. All of that was perjurious testimony by this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, never actually happened. Any claim, insinuation, or accusation that I knew in advance about, was involved in, or condoned any illegal action on January 6th is just false. And there is, in fact, no email, no text message, no phone number, no video footage, no witness who can claim otherwise.
Absolutely. So why are they zeroing in on you, and what is the next phase of January 6th? As our audience knows, it was a setup. They're sick of hearing about it, but the globalists are building their whole domestic takeover plan, their blood-red speech, their declaration of war against their political opposition on this. That's why it's so important.
It's bloodlust, Alex. They can't get over the fact that I escaped their last frame job and that through the grace of God, I escaped the deadly snare set for me by Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff and Robert Mueller. And they can't get over. I'm a hate object on the American left. This puts my family in danger, puts me in danger. And the torrent, the tsunami of fake news in the last 24 hours is really extraordinary. It's extraordinary. It's fake. And I understand when the committee comes back, Jamie Raskin, you're familiar with him. He's the congressman who failed to report the multimillion-dollar stock trade on his disclosure forms. He's already hinted that the next hearing will be focused at May. My lawyers and I will be prepared.
Well, he didn't hint. He said it. He said it. He said it is.
Well, it's a teaser, I guess. It's a teaser. Look, this is the real crime here, Alex. I won't shut up. I won't stop coming on InfoWars. I won't stop doing my show at frankspeech.com every day at 5 o'clock. I won't stop criticizing the globalists. I won't just lay down and go away. I'm continuing to fight in the fight for freedom. It's very expensive, as you know, from both a personal point of view and a financial point of view, but I'm not giving up on America. And those who want to help me can go to zonedefensefund.com because, as you know, lawyers are extremely expensive.
Well, that's right. And we are your champions, listeners. You have to understand, I think the listeners do get it. You want people to stand up and fight. If they can destroy Trump or DeSantis or Roger Stone or Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson, we're the objects of hate. We're all basically competing, I guess, for the top slot, not on purpose, but it's true. If they can do that, others will be scared to stand up. That's why we are standards, like a Roman standard in a war that's got to be protected. Seriously. I mean, folks need to understand, we're objects of their hate because we carry the light of victory in our hearts and souls. Roger Stone, stay there. I want to shift gears out of this to your analysis and what you're predicting 40 days out from the midterms. I want to handicap that and go through that. We'll talk about the hurricane as well. In fact, let's do that first. When we come back, we'll talk about Trump, DeSantis. We'll talk about Russia, Nord Stream 1 and 2 blown up, and so much more straight ahead. Infowars.com, the tip of the spear.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is our greatest ally in the Pacific. Yeah, she did that. We played it first hour. She's saying climate change has caused the hurricane, even though hurricanes are at historic lows. This is a big whopper, but statistically, they're way down. Hurricane Ian slammed in as a Category 5. Hundreds have been killed. They're trying to get the actual numbers. A lot of valiant folks are there saving people, the police, the fire departments, the military, volunteers. And Rogers, even on the east coast of Florida, his power went out last night until this morning. Storm surge up to 12 to 15 feet, went in up to 10 miles inland in some areas, on average about a mile. Very, very serious situation, ladies and gentlemen. And so I wanted to get Roger's take on this and his response to The View, saying Governor DeSantis not supporting carbon taxes, that it's his fault. He's been in office 2 years, and it's Governor DeSantis' fault. Roger, these people are truly sick.
Governor DeSantis has done an excellent job in terms of not only keeping the public informed, but also in the preparations and now the remediation efforts for this hurricane. Some of the images you see are really, truly horrific. As you know, Alex, you never know until the last minute exactly where one of these things is going to reach landfall. I've lived through two of them since I've lived in Florida. I think the governor's done an excellent job in terms of keeping people informed, moving the state resources quickly and adroitly to bring relief and, in some cases, life-saving efforts to Floridians. It is outrageous to say this has anything to do with climate change. I do want to go back to something you said, because you sent this to me, Alex. The folks at MSNBC yesterday accused me of insurrection, murder conspiracy, obstruction of Congress, money laundering, promulgation of fake electors, felony murder, fundraising fraud. Seems to me that they left out the kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby and the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, this is an absurdity. I'm not involved in any of those things. There is no evidence to the contrary.
Hey, Roger, I apologize. I had folks talk to me during the break, and I forgot to send this to the crew. This is MSNBC, and they have you right in the middle of a conspiracy here with spokes that go off that accuse you of all these incredible crimes. If this isn't defamation, I don't know what is.
Well, and looking at that list, I didn't have contact with anybody on that list other than General Flynn during that time period, or even prior to that time period. And I know General Flynn was not involved in.
And it says you carried out insurrection, witness tampering, murder conspiracy, voting system fraud, obstruction of Congress, money laundering, fake electors, insurrection, felony murder, fundraising fraud, and witness tampering. So you are, and you're number 200, Trump. You're like, I'm kind of jealous I'm not on this list.
It's amazing that you're not on the list, because you didn't do anything wrong either. No, it's an obsession. It's kind of interesting. Back in 2000, you recall, when the Bush-Gore election was up in the air, it was not publicly clear who had won. James A. Baker III, a Texan, later Secretary of State, at that time managing the Bush efforts, urged George W. Bush to claim victory. It was a crucial political decision. Al Gore should have done it. He didn't. George W. Bush did do it. Possession in the public eye being nine-tenths of the law. When I said that Trump should do the same thing, months ahead, if there was a disputed result, well, I'm accused of criminal activity. So Baker is hailed as a genius, but when I recall that historical precedent and I say Bush should do the same thing, well, that's illegal. No, it is not. It's just straight political analysis.
That's right. And now Mitch McConnell's trying to pass a law with Chuckie Schumer not to allow challenging elections. That sounds like Venezuela.
It really does. Everybody has a First Amendment right to question the anomalies and the irregularities in the election. And I foresaw that the Democrats would try to criminalize constitutionally guaranteed First Amendment speech about the outcome of the election. So, yes, I did suggest that all those members of Congress, none of whom I spoke to, who had stood up and challenged the election, should be given a pardon. I also included any other person who came forward, including myself. Yes, I did say that.
Well, Roger, we know you're innocent of this. You're only guilty of being an American patriot. But their continued obsession with January 6th, they're saying there's going to be imminent terror attacks carried out by patriots. I believe we're entering false flag territory in the next 40 days. What tricks could they pull the next 40 days ahead of the midterms?
The biggest one I'm most worried about is World War III. That's what I think we're inching our way towards. I mean, Joe Biden says that he can blow up this Russian pipeline months ago, and now suddenly the pipeline has been blown up. I find that deeply troubling. We are inching closer and closer and closer to World War III, and that would certainly have an effect on an upcoming election. The most recent polls that I've seen that I trust still show that the Republicans continue to maintain an edge. And as of today, again, this is over a month ago, but as of today, I think are still likely to win the House. But then I saw a very compelling interview with Matt Gaetz yesterday, who said that even if the Republicans do win the House, he doesn't believe that the leadership has the belly to question the corruption or the politicization of any of our intelligence agencies.
Well, that's what you've always said. Unless we have a major cohort or a new, big, powerful Matt Gaetz, MTG coalition in the House that could swing votes either way, it'll be a Pyrrhic victory to get Republicans in control of the Congress.
I totally agree with that, and therefore we have to see if the Republicans do hold on to the do win control of the House, how big or small is the margin? That will be the question. Patriots like Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and others will have greater leverage the smaller the margin. If there's a blowout, which I think is unlikely, well, then you're going to have a go-along-to-get-along Republican majority. I don't think the direction of the country will be changed. There's enough information in the Hunter Biden laptops to promulgate articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. There's certainly enough regarding his dereliction of duty on our southern border, but it does not appear to me that the Republican leadership that is poised to take control if they win have the belly for that.
So what do we do?
Well, let's get through this election first. In politics, a week is a lifetime. It's vitally important that people support those true America First candidates. Do not give money to the party committees. They will not spend your money well. Give money to individual candidates for Congress and the Senate that you believe will support America First over the orders
of the
party.
And by the way, let me just back what you're saying. All the big billionaires, whether they give money to good guys or bad guys, they never give it to the committees. They never give it to those big groups. They give it to individual candidates. We should all do the same.
Absolutely.
All right, Roger, I want to shift gears when we come back, and I want to talk about big picture culture wars and what you think the deep state's going to do regardless of who wins this upcoming election. This is really important because they're casting everything. They're scripting it all. There's about to be this imminent civil war, but the right wing's not planning that. So what do you think they're going to pull? Not just war with Russia, but clearly January 6th is so central because they're branding and casting all conservatives as terrorists.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Roger Stone from Florida joins us live.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we already talked about January 6th, and Roger went into his innocence, and that's important, but we all know that. But I want to explain to listeners, I know most of you get this, but I need to drill this in here, because I have a real sense of doom, a real sense of horror here, with all the pre-programming we're seeing that Trump supporters, American patriots, populists, or terrorists, and the FBI saying terror attacks are imminent with 40 days left, that they're getting ready to pull something. We'll talk about that with Roger Stone here in a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, the historic battle for America and the world is happening now. And the globalists hate this show because they hate you. They hate that this is a focal point, not just of my analysis, not just of our guests, but the callers and the stories and the reports and the documentaries and everything we do is leading the very front lines, the tip of the spear, the intellectual brain trust of the resistance. Look how my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, last month, off and on, has been number one. And that's great. But it'll be months and months and months till I get paid for those royalties that I need to keep InfoWars on the air. We're in bankruptcy right now. Chapter 5, need to be profitable to come out of this. And then the Democrats that have said in both show trials that their goal is to silence me won't work. Because then the company will continue on and then, quote, any extra profits will go to them. Well, there's not a lot of extra profits around here. So they want to shut down. They don't want money. I'm going to appeal these verdicts for years before they ever even get any money, probably 3 years. So we got to get over this second show trial, the third and final show trial, and the bankruptcy in just the next 3 months, and then we'll be stabilized and won't be in as big a crisis, though the Depression's here and so much more is going on. So all these years of work coming to a head right now. We need your support. Get a signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World that exposes the New World Order Plan at InfoWarsStore.com. Get an unsigned copy for the regular price or the fundraiser one. Get a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for your support. Also, limited edition, Man in the Arena, Teddy Roosevelt coin. More than half of them is sold exclusively at 1776coin.com. I want to thank those of you that have gone to 1776coin.com and gotten the historic coin. I want to encourage those that haven't gotten the coin to get it. Again, it's marked up to fund the operation. You have a piece of history and know you supported the InfoWar at such a critical juncture. Thank you so much, those that have gotten the coin. I want to encourage other people to get off the fence, commit now, go to 1776coin.com. And finally, the bankruptcy court said Mr. Jones, that's me, has to pay 40% of the fees in these upcoming trials and the bankruptcy, even though I'm the main guy that runs InfoWars. Without me, won't be here. That's fine. I don't have the money to pay these legal bills. So I want to thank all of you that donated yesterday when we first launched this. You give me a lot of hope. I want to encourage others, whether it's $5, $10, $25, $100, go to Give Some Go. There's a direct link at SaveInfoWars.com. Just one word, SaveInfoWars.com, to make a donation there. So we can do this. You want us to fight? You want champions? We're doing it. But we can't fight a war on the front lines without your backing. So if you've been on the fence, please go to SaveInfoWars.com. Make a donation. Thank you so much. History's happening now. I have no intention of giving up or giving in, but I could give out. SaveInfoWars.com. All right, Roger Stone, getting back to what I was saying. We know you're innocent January 6th. I was there. We know that. But the obsession, the drive, the branding of the American people as terrorists, the blood red speech, finally the mainstream media even gets it. Finally, mainstream conservatives get it. This is an attempt to outlaw their political opposition. And war with Russia is not enough to do that. How do you see them getting that? What do you see them pulling? And I think they're going to pull a false flag or a provocateur action. Will it be before the election in the next 40 days, or will it be after, or am I wrong, Roger? Look into that crystal ball. You're one of the top political analysts out there.
Well, first of all, Alex, let me say, last night I finally finished your book, The Great Reset. Candidly, I had only skimmed it previously when I agreed to give a blurb for the dust jacket, and I liked it when I looked at it before, but I finished it last night, and I strongly recommend this to everybody out there. If you want to know what's really going on in the country and the world today, it's all in this book. It's historic. Get the signed version, because it's something you're going to pass on to your children, and they're going to pass on to their children. It really blew me away. It's so succinct and so good. Alex, I see a number of things. First of all, I see the continued ratcheting down of the censorship and the cancellation. You see, you can't stampede the people with a tsunami of fake news if they have an alternative platform from which to defend themselves. The censorship here has on the public channels has never been worse. But I worry about the day that Infowars.com or StoneZone.com, that those domains can be taken away from us. And there is, unfortunately, a way to do that. So I think they will ratchet down the censorship and the cancellation even further. Secondarily, I clearly see an effort to criminalize what has heretofore been constitutionally guaranteed political activity and political free speech. The Democrats wanted to sue the Republicans for raising the question of the integrity of the elections in their fundraising. That's using the judicial process against your political enemies. Additionally, I see them framing and charging the leaders of the conservative movement. We've already seen this before. I think we could potentially see it again, to take the leaders out of the line of fire. I also see the continuing soft on crime policies that we're seeing across the board. New York's governor's race is close today, which is incredible. That's because the bail reform laws put in place there are essentially providing a turnstile justice system which puts dangerous criminals back out on the streets. You can look for Soros-funded prosecutors and legislators to push these kinds of soft-on-crime rules across the country. What's going to happen between now and the election? Again, I feared a pandemic, some kind of secondary pandemic. The monkeypox thing appears to have fallen flat. There's no evidence.
Oh, I totally agree. They tried a second lockdown buildup, but nobody bought it. So that's the good news. So now they're going to pull something else.
I think that's true. We also have not seen election reform in enough states. So while the news out of Wisconsin is very good, based on cleaning up the election laws there to have a free, fair, honest, transparent election, you still have mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania, where you have crucial governor and U.S. Senate races. And I think mail-in ballots are an open invitation for fraud.
I agree with you, Roger. Pulling back from this, though, I wanted to do the next segment on Trump and all these criminal investigations they've got going, falling on their face, but they keep doubling down. But the next minute and a half towards break, what are other wild cards in this election that people don't know about?
Well, I think you just put your finger on the most important one. They want this election to be a referendum on Trump, and to a lesser extent, a referendum on Governor DeSantis, who I think exposed their hypocrisy by sending illegal immigrants that they've been flying into Florida to Martha's Vineyard. So they would like this to be about the opposition. They would not like this election to be about their record. Gas prices, food prices, inflation, impending world war. They don't want to talk about any of those things. They want to make this election about us.
Well, I mean, the numbers I see show landslide of Republicans. The question is, are they going to stop the election fraud? Like you said, other than Wisconsin, the same game is in play right now.
And I think one of the most dangerous things here is overconfidence. People who say, oh, the Republicans are going to win big, therefore I don't need to bother to vote, or I need to bother to get everyone in my family and in my circle out. Overconfidence is one of the greatest single dangers going into these elections. Nothing is done. It's still over a month away. Voting and voting in person on election day will be absolutely
crucial. I 1,000,000,000% agree. And let's talk about your prediction of the 2020 election that turned out to be right when we come back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
By the way, Roger's always been a Christian, but not a Bible thumper. And God always uses imperfect people. That's who God rises up, except in the case of Christ, who's perfect from birth. Let me tell you, Roger has done some serious Christian lecturing to me. He's the real deal. Call me up at 5 a.m. Tell me about Jesus. Or I'll be sitting there in a steakhouse with him before, and I'm going, look at that waitress, my God. And I'm married, and it's okay. I mean, I don't cheat on my wife. He's like, stop that. We don't do that now. God doesn't. It's like, it's real. So Roger Stone is, I mean, I'm admitting I'm kind of a devil. Sometimes I can't help myself. It just slips out. But Roger is on the straight and narrow. And Roger, you look healthier. You look younger than when I first knew you. It's like Christ has really empowered you. I didn't mean to come back and bring that up. I didn't tell you I'd bring it up. But when the media makes fun of you, you in the lion's den, you in the fiery furnace, you had a real conversion. People shouldn't make fun of that. The left should experience it and cry out to Jesus and say, God, if you're real, show me. And you did that, and God showed you.
Well, I've experienced four miracles in my lifetime, Alex, in very short order. First of all, of course, the commutation of my sentence when they wanted to send me to a dank Georgia prison to die of COVID.
But you had your conversion before that. Spend a few minutes on this.
No, I did, because I realized at a certain point that I
explain
was...
Explain it. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm going to shut up. But you, because I know the story. I want you to tell me. You told me this a bunch in person. Start crying at dinner. I mean, this is real, folks. How you called out, and then magically you said the weight came off you. You were confident suddenly, and everything changed. And I don't want to tell your story, but take your time.
Alex, everything you say is true. I reached a point facing, the Soviet-style show trial that I was being subjected to. I realized there was no chance that I would be acquitted, no chance of a fair trial. I realized that my own lawyers would not even put up a fight, even though I had substantial evidence, in emails, text message, videos, audios of my innocence. I realized it was hopeless. And therefore, I became depressed, despondent, scared for my wife. It was then that I had an opportunity through my friend, Reverend Randy Coggins, to meet with Reverend Franklin Graham. And, of course, I was still thinking politically because I knew Franklin Graham was a good friend of President Trump's, and I thought maybe I could get him to put in a good word for me for presidential clemency. And while he was kind, he said, well, I'll see what I can do. He said, let me give you a much, much better piece of advice. You need to turn your burden over to the Lord. You need to confess your sins.
Start over. This is, you told me this at dinner, sort of crying about a year ago, or more than a year ago. He said, you need to get a pardon from the big guy. And you asked for that pardon. Continue.
And then he said, you need to turn your life over to Christ. So I then went immediately to his revival at a field in Boca Raton with about 2,000 other people. And there was a point in his oration where he said, I don't care if your problem is drug addiction or alcohol addiction or gambling addiction or health problems or family problems or financial problems. I don't care what your problems are. The Lord will lift you up. The Lord will sustain you. The Lord will protect you from your persecutors if you will get right with God. And at that moment, I felt the calling to stand up with 200 other Christians and reaffirm my faith and be redeemed in the blood of the cross. And Alex, from that moment, everything changed. The commutation of my sentence, my unconditional pardon, my wife's incredible recovery from stage 4 aggressive cancer. The fact that on January 6th, I never left the hotel grounds. I never went to the Capitol. I never went to the Ellipse. And now I will be calling on the Lord again because my persecutors appear to be focused on me yet again. Here's the great thing about faith that I've learned. If you have complete faith, you are without fear. You can download and get away from fear by realizing that you have to put all of your faith in the Lord. Now, was I a wild man? Alex, I was a libertine. I was a wild man. You name it, I did it. I'm not that person anymore. And I know that elites laugh at us when we talk about Christ. I know the folks at Media Matters for America and the New York Times and the rest of them, that they snicker when we talk about my newfound redemption. I don't really care what they think. I only care what he thinks. And as a political strategist for 40 years, as someone who kind of looks at a set of facts and a situation and devises an overall global strategy for my clients or from my political point of view, I now realize that the single best strategy is to put your faith in the Lord. I do think that the Lord will not allow the destruction of everything that he has.
Well, that's created. Right. If God be with us, who can be against us? I don't claim to be some preacher or some perfect person either, but I love God. I know God is real, and I've experienced that power. And you're right. Put God and the worship of God, the belief in God, first and foremost, ask God to lead God and direct you, and God will change your life. And that's our secret weapon against these Satanists.
Yeah, it's funny because a very, very major Canadian prophet asked me the other day whether Alex Jones was truly a Christian. And I said, absolutely. I mean, he's a rascal, But he's a true believing Christian, and he believes, as I do, that at the end of the day, the forces of good will win over the forces of evil, because we've read the Bible and we know how it comes out. We're going to go into some very, very dark days here. And the only way you can keep your sanity, the only way you can stand up to the stress, is to put your full faith in the Lord. I have done that. I'm going to have to go out and raise more money for lawyers through StoneDefenseFund.com. I'm sick of asking, but these lawyers cost a fortune, and the government, as you know, has unlimited funds.
That's right. We're targets. We're targets. Roger, in closing, as I meant to get this big question, the attacks on Trump, you expect indictment. When has Trump said he's going to announce, he is going to run, so he's already announced in a way, but when is that coming?
You know, I still don't have any update on that, and I don't really know. I still don't believe, based on my own study, that there are criminal charges involved in this document controversy. So if that's true, I'm not sure what the point is, other than to say President Trump is most certainly not being held to the same standard as Barack Obama, who still has 30 million documents.
Oh, it turns out it's in the news today. Reveals Obama Foundation documents, government admits, keeping classified millions of documents in an abandoned furniture warehouse.
I saw that. So it's hard to understand, other than I still think they seek to frame him for something on January 6th. He has free speech rights as well. I was not in touch with him during that period, interestingly enough. But I think they are so desperate to eliminate him as a candidate legally in some way, it's because they fear his power at the polls. All of the polls continue to show that he is overwhelmingly the overwhelmingly strongest candidate we could nominate. Doesn't mean that he did everything right as president. Nobody would claim that. But
he has a good heart like King David. Trump is good. Trump is not an evil man. He tried to do a lot of good things. He's not good on the vaccines, but he's pigheaded. But evil hates him because he's real. Just like they're coming after you and me, that's because our message is strong, is pro-human, and the enemies of God and country can't stand it. So in closing, what can we do to make sure we have a Republican landslide?
Don't take anything for granted. Don't believe stories that say either that the swing is to the Democrats or that the Republicans are home free. We need every single person to vote. And the way you defeat, as we saw this in Arizona, a corrupted election machinery is by voting in person on election day at the polls.
I agree. Let me add this with a minute 45 left. You know what? If you've got to go, you got to go. I don't know if you've got to go. We should do 5 more minutes because this. I should have started the show with this. I'm not against the Q people wanting to believe we're invincible and all those lies. I'm not judging you folks. You get conned. It's okay. I told you the truth. I told you they were stealing from Trump. Roger, you said on the show the last few months of the election, you said they're going to steal it. The election's too close. People shouldn't be confident. This Q stuff's bad. You were vindicated by that. And so people continue to believe this Q stuff. It's so dangerous. Complacency and the belief of invincibility is our Achilles heel.
Look, I don't criticize anybody who chooses to believe in Q. I think they're, by and large, patriots, and I'm not criticizing them at all. But the idea that we just need to sit back and do nothing and trust some master plan, no, I don't think that that's true. I think every one of us needs to do everything we can do to affect change.
Absolutely. But you did predict on this show the major criticism that Trump was going to lose. I mean, you did that under major heat.
I did. I also predicted the off-year election. In fact, Owen Schroeder still owes me a steak over that little wager.
All right, Roger, I'm going to let you go. We really appreciate you, brother. Be safe.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. All right, I'm going to give the number out. In fact, I'll give it out now. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, any subject you want to mention, the pipeline getting blown up, the economy, all of it, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Hour number 3 and more straight ahead. Have you heard about the mosquitoes?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.